Monday's ruling marks the second time that State District Judge John Dietz has ruled the Texas school finance system unconstitutional. This is the sixth time such a case has been brought to court in Texas since 1984. State Senator Leticia Vandepute says Texas schools have been down this road before, and the legislature does not need to wait for the Supreme Court to move forward in its funding plans.
We can act, and we should act now. We know that we have $8 billion in the kitty, not just the rainy day fund, but left over because we cut too much. We could do this. All it takes is the will and the understanding that this is our most important function, and that's public education.
In his ruling, the judge said many districts are forced to levy local taxes at their maximum available rates, which he says effectively creates an unconstitutional statewide property tax. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.